There's that school bell. Now, don't you be late. Run, get your Bible, and pull up a chair, and turn up your radio, and listen to the instructor as we go through the talk about the 64th lesson from the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll be wanting to turn to the book of Ezekiel, where we'll begin in just a moment. In fact, before you turn to Ezekiel, turn to the 65th Psalm. I want to read to you the 65th Psalm in its entirety. That's the devotional reading for this lesson. And what we're doing is looking at the review of a quarters of lessons that were written for Sunday, June 25th, 1922. It's the end of the second quarter. You know how Sunday school lessons are often divided into quarters. And these are the lessons that E.A. Elam wrote for those Sundays of 1922. So while you're turning to the 65th Psalm, I'll tell you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola, just across from Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road, at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies at Rock Cliff. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying the Sunday school lessons that an old wise preacher by the name of E.A. Elam wrote for the year of 1922. I think I had told you earlier that Elam, when he was a young man, had graduated from Barrett College at Spencer, and that college is no longer there. And Elam is no longer with us. But Elam did write these Sunday school lessons down, and I have a copy of them. And by going back and reading Elam's notes for these Sunday school lessons, we can bring his thoughts and voice alive again by means of this radio. And it's as though we're sitting in his Sunday school class many years ago. Well, in this review lesson, it's about Judah's prosperity and adversity. And it is the conclusion of about 6 weeks that we've been studying, or more, on the downfall of Judah. Let me read the 65th Psalm, and if you have your Bible open to that, you can follow along. I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. This psalm has an inscription for the chief musician, a psalm, a song of David. Now, Psalm 65 and verse 1. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou wilt forgive them. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, thy holy temple. By terrible things thou wilt answer us in righteousness, O God of our salvation. Thou art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, who by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girt about with might, who stilleth the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. They also shall dwell, and the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it. The river of God is full of water. Thou providest them grain when thou hast so prepared the earth. Thou waterest its furrows abundantly. Thou settest the ridges thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers, a blessedness to the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the hills are girded with joy. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. It would be good to be able to just memorize the 65th Psalm, wouldn't it? It calls attention to the praise to ascribe to Jehovah for His forgiveness and His power and His goodness. The golden text for this review is, blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah. And so for the past 6 months, we have been looking at the prosperity and adversity of Judah from the beginning of the reign of Rehoboam unto the Babylonian captivity. And from the prophets and kings, we should have learned many useful lessons. As we enter into the third quarter, we're going to begin to talk about another prophet by the name of Ezekiel. The third quarter of 1922 started on July 2nd, and the series of lessons under this quarter is about the exile and restoration. Now for lesson one, it's about Ezekiel, the watchman of Israel. And the text for the lesson I'll read in just a moment. It's going to come from Ezekiel 2, verses 1 through 6. And again, the American Standard Version. I'll go ahead and read that part of it now. Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 1. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak with thee. And the Spirit entered into me, and he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet. And I heard him that spake unto me. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to nations that are rebellious, which have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. And the children are imprudent and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them. And thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, that they, whether they will hear, whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there has been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns are with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. I also want to read to you from Ezekiel chapter 3, and we're going to be looking at verses Ezekiel 3, verses 16 through 21. And here's what was said in that old book of prophets. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days, that the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, and thou givest them not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thy hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall not die. Because thou hast not given him the warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteous deeds which he hath done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he took the warning, and thou hast delivered thy soul. Well, let's talk about Jeremiah, the watchman of Israel. The golden text for this lesson is in Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7. Seek ye Jehovah while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Jehovah, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. The devotional reading for this lesson is Psalm 121. It is a song of ascents. I will lift up mine eyes unto the mountains. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from Jehovah, who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Jehovah is thy keeper. Jehovah is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Jehovah will keep thee from all evil. He will keep thy soul. Jehovah will keep thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Let me introduce to you the prophet Ezekiel. This lesson is in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel was taken captive with Jehoiachin and others 11 years before the destruction of Jerusalem. These captives were settled at Tel Abai, an unknown place on the river Chebar. Chebar is a river of Babylonia which empties into the Euphrates from the east, almost 200 miles north of Babylon. Some say this river was in the vicinity of Babylon. Ezekiel, the son of Buzi, belongeth to the priestly family. He began to prophesy before the destruction of Jerusalem in the fifth month of the fifth year of Jehoiachin's captivity, in the 13th year either of his age or of the new era of Nabopolassar, the father of Nebuchadnezzar, who reigned in B.C. 625. The Jews in captivity with Ezekiel were yet rebellious and hearkened unto false prophets. I'd like to read to you from Ezekiel chapter 20. In Ezekiel, let me find it here in my big old Bible. In Ezekiel chapter 20, and beginning in verse 33, "As I live, saith the Lord Jehovah, surely with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm, and with wrath poured out, will I be king over you, and I will bring you out from the peoples and will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with wrath poured out, and I will bring you into the wilderness of the peoples, and there will I enter into judgment with you face to face, like as I entered into judgment with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. So will I enter into judgment with you, saith the Lord Jehovah. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And I will purge out from among you the rebels, and them that transgress against me. And I will bring them forth out of the land where they sojourn, but they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am Jehovah. As for you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, go ye, serve every one his idols, and thereafter also, if ye will not hearken unto me, but my holy name shall ye no more profane with your gifts and with your idols." The other part of this is found in Ezekiel chapter 13. I tell you, I'm going to have to read that in the next lesson. We're going to have to bring this to a close because we're running out of time, and I really want to read to you Ezekiel 13, 1 through 19. And so we're going to be studying this prophet. There's so many different kinds of prophecies in Ezekiel. And we're going to talk about the living creatures of chapter 1 in a lesson coming up, and we'll see about that. And so make sure you're ready next time the program comes on, and we'll be ready for lesson number 65 at that time of the Warren County Radio Bible School. Until then, the old schoolmaster says, you may now be dismissed.